But we kick off with the news this morning. The number of people who say they're homeless in Wales has gone up by 11% in the past year. Figures obtained by BBC Wales show that 18 out of 22 Welsh councils saw an increase in the number of people turning to them for help. Paul Heaney has more.
More than 15,000 people in Wales went to their local authority last year and claimed that they were homeless. That's 1,500 people more than the previous year. The economic downturn is being suggested as one possible cause of the increase by both homeless charities and the Welsh Local Government Association, which represent local councils across Wales. The Welsh Government say they are very concerned by the increase, but say they are doing everything they can to prevent homelessness in the first instance.
More than 15,000 people claimed they were homeless in Wales last year. Well, our reporter Paul Heaney has more. Paul, the figures seem to be rather worrying.
Well, the figures do give us an understanding as to what's been happening recently. The Welsh Local Government Association, who represent councils across Wales, say that since 2004, their members have noticed an improvement in the situation with homelessness. But over the last year, things seem to have been getting worse. Now, we've also learned that nearly £4 million was spent by our councils last year on temporary accommodation for those who claim that they were homeless. Now, earlier this week, I visited a community centre in Swansea that helps those who are either sleeping rough or are at risk of losing their home. They provide subsidised food and education courses for anyone who's on a really tight budget. And one of their workers, Jay, told me about some of the people who visit.
Not everyone's a rough sleeper. You know, there are sofa surfers or people who are vulnerably housed that would still come and use the centre. You know, times are getting quite hard for some families, some, you know, people are struggling to put balanced food on the table, you know, nutritious food, and I think that's where we come in.
Now, it's a varied picture across Wales. As you'd expect, the areas which have a dense population, places like Cardiff, Swansea, Newport, have some of the highest numbers of homeless people. But if you look at the number of people as a percentage of the population, to give us a slightly better, more accurate picture, places like Swansea and Neathport Talbot have the highest figures, whereas places like Flintshire and Rutherglen and Tav have some of the lowest.
Paul, do we know why the figures have gone up?
Well, some homeless charities I've been speaking to have suggested that the economic downturn is partly to blame, but I've also been speaking to some academics who are researching in this area, and they say the situation is very complicated. The figures only tell us about those who have actually asked their local authority for help. So, in other words, there could be even more homeless people in Wales than even these statistics suggest. Homeless charities have told me that some local authorities are better at dealing with the issue than others.
So, any solutions for this being put forward by the government?
Well, there's some talk about what's happened in Scotland, where the Scottish Government several years ago, it has to be said, made a fundamental right, really, to have your own home. Now, historically, Scotland has had more social housing anyway, though, and there's a larger private sector, rental sector there too. So it's tricky to compare Wales with Scotland directly. But the talk here of how things might change, or any kind of solution, a Welsh way of doing things perhaps, could be more about preventing people becoming homeless in the first place. So that would mean giving people more support before they find themselves out on the street, a kind of early intervention sort of approach. Siona Hughes is from Community Housing Cymru, which represents 70 of the not-for-profit housing associations in Wales.
Cooperating with other stakeholders and giving really front-end advice to people so that they don't find themselves in that position. So really supporting those frontline services to help those people with their issues and financial issues so that they're not finding themselves in that position.
Now, that kind of collaboration is what we've heard about in some of the initial consultation for the housing bill, which will look at an enormous amount of issues to do with housing, including preventing homelessness and helping those who are sleeping rough. We're in the very, very early stages of that legislation, sort of green paper kind of stage, so it's not due to be put before the Assembly until next year. The Welsh Government say that in the meantime, they're doing everything they can to alleviate the effects of the economic downturn on homelessness figures. But given that the problem would appear to, you know, to start to get worse at the moment, we can expect to hear a lot more about the way in which things might have to change in order for the situation to improve.
Paul, thank you. That's our reporter, Paul Heaney. Now then, it's 11 minutes past six. Let's talk business. Morning.